Hi, everyone, and welcome to I Created a Life I Love. My name is Christine Spindler Denton. Welcome to episode 2. Thank you so much for coming back. I am so grateful that you are here. I have so much to tell you guys today. I'm really excited. So this should be a fun podcast. So let's get to it. First of all, I wanted to say thank you so much for all the overwhelmingly amazing emails from everyone helping me like stay positive and sending love and positive vibes. It's wonderful. I will say that one of the things going through a diagnosis and going through recovery and healing is being able to talk to people who have been through something similar, to get advice, just to get support, just to say, yeah, I got you. I understand. I've been there, and they really have. So that's been just great. And the group of people around me have been incredible. My two daughters are just incredible people, and I'm so proud of them every day. But to see them go through this and how they've been here for me has been, don't want to cry, but it's been pretty amazing. So that's been wonderful as well. So that, thank you so much for all of that to everyone who reached out. The next thing I wanted to say is that I really wanted to talk about today personalizing your life. So one of the things of creating a life I love and finding what brings me joy, as I talked about before, my goal is to use this diagnosis of cancer on that path, and that I don't believe it happened by chance, that as soon as I started this journey or just a couple months in, I was diagnosed with cancer. I don't think it happened, you know, without a reason. And so in embracing that, I really am looking at how I feel and how I bring about, you know, feelings of contentment and positivity and peacefulness and joyfulness when you're going through a hard time. It's easy to be joyful and happy when everything's going great, but it's in those moments when you are facing something difficult that you don't want to lose that. And in fact, that joy and that sense of peace can be what gets you through it, maybe faster, but maybe stronger. Today is a more painful day than yesterday, than the last couple of days. So I have more painful, more challenges on some days than other days. And so really knowing what's going to bring me joy today, what's going to bring me any sense of happiness and positivity, and those, you know, good, really strong feelings is what I'm going to focus on and be aware of and use today to bring me joy. Every diagnosis is completely different. How the person handles it and tackles it, what procedures and path they lay out with their doctor, what supplements or items they're taking during, all of it is so different. You have two people at the same event and they'll experience that completely different. I mean, we definitely know the energy that you bring with you to anything that you do affects how you will see it, what you will get from it, the feeling around it. Been in the room when someone really positive has walked into the room. If the person in front of you aligned is agitated and stressed out and negative and kind of being short with the cashier or the waitress, you pick up on that right away. Everyone does. And you definitely also, when you see someone really full of joy or doing an act of kindness, we feel that energy and that authentic, you know, positive, just peaceful, joyful sense to someone, and we'll copy their act or pass on an act of kindness to someone else when we see it. It's contagious. So I definitely feel that if all of us could really take the throughout a week to really focus on our own joy and how we can be in that state of peacefulness and happiness. But I'm trying to bring up my base level of joy so I feel that authentic, which also, of course, goes with gratitude and gratefulness as well. But so one of the ways I've been trying to focus on that and do that through this recovery has been through personalizing my joy. So using my uniqueness, using the way I view things, my sense of humor, my tastes, my personal likes to bring me joy and to put me in this state and keep up my base level of joy and contentment And that it's been really interesting little journey. So I challenge you this week to try and do this, to try and look at every little way throughout the regular things that you do each day and see if they're bringing you joy. So you brush your teeth every day, hopefully at least once a day, probably twice a day. How can you do that in a way, or what do you do while you're taking those 2, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, you know, in your day? What are you doing when you floss your teeth that could be bringing you joy? I'm doing now just why I brush my teeth that has a little mantra in it that I really like. And I just let that play. And it's one tiny little thing, and it's 2, 3 minutes out of my life. But adding in this kind of mantra, meditational type thing that I'm saying to myself in about what I'm grateful about and what my intention is for that day just helps keep me on the track and get me set for my day. And I walk out of the bathroom with a smile on my face, feeling positive about my day. And it's, you know, 2, 3 minutes up before, I was doing nothing. I was just letting the thoughts in my head run what I was doing and worrying about, get this done. I have to do this at work. I have to pick up this. I have to do that for the dogs. I have to basically just, and stressing me out, running through my head. So I've stopped that and said, no, I'm going to put something else in my head. I don't need to be thinking about them every second until I do them. So that's one that I'm finding in my day I really enjoy. The next thing I do is I'm really making sure even before I get out of bed, but I do a little meditation in the morning. I picked a 1 minute good morning meditation where I go through what my intention, like greeting the day, my full affirmations for the day, and a goal for myself that I would like to hopefully, you know, achieve. So that's what I do as my, it's about a minute and a half meditation. I've been playing the same one now every day for a week. I love it. It all is setting me up for a day of success for me. It's setting me up for knowing my intentions, knowing what I'm grateful for and what is a priority in my life, knowing what one goal is for my day. And I keep it very specific. And not some huge big thing, but very specific that I will do that day that will bring me joy. And saying certain mantras and affirmations for myself of keeping my confidence in myself and my creativity up. And so that's how I start my day. Then I go and get my coffee. I have a little cup that has a black little blank label on it that you can write on. So every night before I go to bed, I write one word on my coffee cup in white chalk. And so when I wake up in the morning, I see that word or that little phrase or whatever it is as a message to myself that I love to do. And I used to write little messages right to my daughters when they would go off to lunch. I even did it here or there when they were in high school. I mean, I did it a lot when they were little, but even as they grew up, when I knew they had something big happening or a game that day or something, I would try and put a little message in if they took something with them. I really just love the idea of a little message. I did it as a teacher as well. If I saw a student that was really struggling that day, and I worked with in special education for years, I still am in special education, but that I would write a little note, and just as I was circling the room or, you know, checking on if they're doing their work or picking up homework or whatever I was doing, I would slide them a secret little note under their paper, just saying, hey, I hope you have a great day today or something like that. Little notes like that, little messages to each other, I think are fantastic. And just, I don't know, it just kind of picks you up. It takes you by surprise when someone else does it to you. So I love doing that to people. Sometimes I would do it to my coworkers and put it in their box in the main office. So I think that's a really neat thing to do. And if you don't have a mug like that, you could write it on a little piece of paper or put a little cute sticky note on your mug or put a cute sticky note on the fridge door as you get out your creamer or your lunch. Giving yourself those little fun affirmations and believing in yourself. Again, we have to create those moments for ourselves before we can ever, you know, expect that anyone else will do that. And I think it's really important to be the person that is there for you. And so find little ways. And these ideas that I'm giving you, you might be like, then find things that are. Maybe you want to be playing a little music or a special song that you have. That's fine. You can set up and personalize so much on your phone at lunchtime throughout the day. I also have set up certain reminders throughout my day to stop and just take 5 deep breaths. You can stop and take 5 deep breaths as you just kind of get up from your desk and walk around a little. There are ways that you can just set little reminders and personalize things on your phone that will help you stay, you know, more aligned with what your intentions are for the day before the world starts giving, you know, everybody else comes into your life giving you their intentions and what they need from you and, you know, what their expectations are of you. Those are all fine, but just make sure that you're not ignoring your own expectations of you and what you want out of your day. And we're going to be talking to a lot of people who are out there creating their own joy. And some of them have completely left their jobs and done big changes or moved and started a whole new career or something like that to really create their own joy and create a life that they love. But Not all of us are in the position to do that, or not all of us want to do that. And we can find ways to change our lives in these little ways every day. So I'm finding ways to bring myself joy, to create joy for myself just within my own home. I also am definitely taking, you know, about 10 minutes every day to play my piano that I have, which I haven't done for a long time, and create my own music in my house and then listen to music and, you know, do a couple dance moves. My dance moves were scary to begin with, I think, but as my children would tell you, in the state I'm in and the level of pain I'm in and the lack of movement and flexibility that really adds to a unique style of dance. But that's okay, because I'm laughing at my own self, as I would say as a child. I can do it my own self. That was my phrase forever and ever. But I am laughing at my own self in the mirror as I'm doing the dance moves, which only brings me more pain. So it's a whole little vicious cycle there of about 10 minutes of interesting joy, pain combo. But I'm in it and I'm here for it. And I wouldn't miss those 10 minutes in my day for anything. They are definitely something I'm going to remember. I have created a couple videos of myself that completely and totally crack me up. I will not be sharing those with anybody. But for me, again, it's a way for me to remember this time that within all the difficulties and the pain and the struggle of it all, there are moments of hysterical, ridiculous, stupid joy. And I want to remember all of that. And having those moments are extremely important. Find a moment, find something, find some way that makes you laugh at yourself, where you crack yourself up. Because we all know our own sense of humor. We all know how to do it. And that joy is, and that laughter at yourself, I think is just special and something important to have to lighten yourself up over your situation and to definitely not take yourself as seriously. The last thing that before I give you our announcements, but the last thing I really wanted to share with you is a wonderful thing that I had so many people reach out when I was first diagnosed with cancer and say, what do you need? What can we give you? How can we support you through these surgeries? What are you, you know, what's the best way to do that? And my daughters were here, you know, through the surgery, the first surgery that I've been through now and going through that. And we had a couple of people and family members that had shipped us some meals. My daughter also, you know, my youngest daughter is a fantastic cook, and she came and made all of these meals that we froze and soups so I wouldn't have to cook. And then they were both here cooking and doing for me. So I really didn't need food. And I didn't, you know, there's nothing they could do really otherwise. So we were talking, we finally came up with the idea to ask everybody to send music. So we decided that on Spotify, we were talking about when I was, you know, at all these appointments and going into the surgery, and then when I'm in bed and, you know, recuperating and all of that, that I really, you know, didn't want to just be watching TV all the time, and that, you know, listening to podcasts and reading were great, but sometimes I just You just want music, right? To calm you, or even to, when you're in a lot of pain, it's hard to go to sleep. Listening to that calming music were also going to be beneficial for me. I want to respond back to them and say, send me two songs. And we're going to put together two playlists. One that was like a pumped up song to kind of get me going before I was going into the surgery and get that positive energy, or when I was feeling kind of, you know, down in the day and didn't want to get up and walk around, which you need to be doing in those times, and then something that was more mellow and peaceful and could kind of help me relax at the end of the day and get to sleep. Or if I woke up, which I was doing pretty consistently and still am in the middle of the night, put me back to sleep. So we asked everyone to send us two songs and to text, you know, the name of the song and the artist. And my daughters put together two playlists for me. And I will tell you, it has been amazing. And I have listened to those now multiple times. I've had so much fun with it. I used it as a game to keep my mind going and thinking and my mind off my, you know, any stuff I was kind of going through. Kept it all in the text, but I didn't really go through them and look at all of them before. So some of them I knew, but other ones I had no idea, or was an artist I didn't know. And I had never heard that artist before. I had no idea that this friend of mine at work really liked, you know, blues music, or this friend at work really was into reggae, or, you know, whatever it was really interesting and fun to learn more about the people around me, and the fun has led to some great conversations. And it was also so fun to listen to music that I had not heard before, because I think we can really get into, and it's important to, right, as we were talking about, to personalize our joy and, you know, really find those things that work for us. And a lot of times it's something that we might have, you know, had around us or listened to for years. But you can really get caught up in just listening to old stuff and not kind of embracing new music. And there's a lot of really amazing new music out there. And this has been a great way for me to listen to new artists, to be curious about new genres, to try different types of music. It's just been a great journey of joy, I will tell you. I love music. I can tell my sweatshirt, I think it says music heals everything. I got this in Nashville right before I was diagnosed. Actually, it was very funny that this was the sweatshirt I picked out 20 days before I was home and got the went to the doctor and got the diagnosis. So when I bought this, I had no idea what was coming. But so it's been an amazing way to connect me to my friends and family in completely different ways. I've had my girls, my nephews, my daughter's friends who have suggested songs as well. So we've had people from the 60s, 70s who have recommended music to me. And it's just been so fun to see the variety and the different types of music that I would have never listened to had they not been recommended by these wonderful people. So I highly suggest doing this. My girlfriend, when I talked about this with her, she was going to turn this into a game, which I thought was such a fun idea. They have game night with a number of other couples, all going to have to put in, like, you know, a couple different favorite songs. And then they were going to create a playlist. And when the song comes up, you have to connect the song with whoever is at the, you know, party and connect it with them, that that's the song that they picked. So you really just get to know each other better and you get to hear new songs. It's just a win-win situation. And I have now shared the playlist with the people who shared all their music with me. That's been fun for them to listen to as well. So it's just a gift that keeps on giving, and it's been delightful. And I think that's it. So that's my challenge for the day. Personalize your life this week in small little ways that you can. Bring yourself joy in little notes and little mantras and little music and little meditations. Find those moments throughout the day when you can really stop for breaths that you need to take, or walk outside and feel that sun, or just, you know, breathe the fresh air. And lastly, you know, share some music with people and have people share some music with you to find the joy. And don't forget, be silly at the end of the day in some way, shape, or form. Make yourself laugh. So that being said, I just want to wrap up our second podcast with great news. A very good friend of mine joining me as co-host over the next number of podcasts. What's going to be fun is she's in her 30s, so she's coming from a completely different perspective. But at the same time, she's really on the same journey in the fact that she's trying to change her life and create a life that is more joyful. But it's very interesting to hear her perspective and her insights and her thoughts on her journey. So it's going to be so much fun. She's great. She's just such a positive person as well and very honest. So I think you guys are going to love that. And the next thing is, yes, I think I spoke about this last time, but we are definitely setting up our interviews. So if you are one of those people, please email us. Our website is icreatedalifeilove.com. We're also on Instagram and Twitter, Facebook, all of those things. I created a life I love. So at I created a life I love, you can search that name on all of those sites and you should be able to find us and pull us up. There also are links on our website as well. It says Gen Xers, we did this our whole life. We were left to our own devices from a very young age and went out and created amazing times together and created our own joy in playing games and keeping each other safe and just really taking care of ourselves and supporting each other. We want to make this community one where we are supporting each other, all creating our own lives of joy. And we want to be there for each other and give each other as much inspiration and support as we can. So, yay. So please send us an email if you're someone out there doing that, and we would love to interview you. So that's it. A life you love. Bye.